Representative Nancy Mace tells Prayer Breakfast audience she declined sex to attend the event. By Hannah Blow on July 27, 2023. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, delved into a brief personal story during a speech at Senator Tim Scott's, RSC, Prayer Breakfast Wednesday morning, surprising many across social media when she suggested she declined sex to make it to the event on time. "When I woke up this morning at 7 o'clock, I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiancé, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed," she told the audience, explaining that she rejected her fiancé's advances. "And I was like, 'No, baby, we don't got time for that this morning,'" Mace said. "I gotta get to the prayer breakfast, and I gotta be on time." A little TMI, Mace continued, adding, "He can wait, I'll see him later tonight." Several social media users were quick to point out the inappropriate nature of Mace mentioning her sex life with her fiancé, not her husband, ironically, at a prayer breakfast. "Nancy Mace just said she turned down sex from her not husband but her fiancé this morning in bed because she had to get to the prayer breakfast," another wrote, adding, "I'll take what is a sin for $500, Alex. Keep your sex life out of your prayer breakfast speech, please, Nancy Mace," one user wrote. Yesterday, Nancy Mace explains at prayer breakfast that she did not engage in sexual activity that morning, but would likely have some sex that evening, another observed. "Very cool, Nancy. Why is, unmarried, Representative Nancy Mace talking about her sex life at a prayer breakfast?" another asked. "So many things wrong with this." During the event, Scott spoke of the importance of keeping faith at the heart of the American experience and shared truths from Scripture. "The good news for those of us who are here is that on our 13th anniversary, we have done in the last 13 years what we will do this year, which is leave our political differences at the door," Scott said, adding that it serves as an opportunity for us to truly celebrate faith and celebrate South Carolina, and not celebrate red or blue, black or white, but just a risen Savior and the joy of living in a country where that's possible. Mace, who defeated Donald Trump-backed primary challenger Katie Arrington last year, has also come under fire over the past several months for her pushback against some pro-life moves, asserting that the vast majority of Americans are not aligned with her colleagues. 90% of America is somewhere on the middle, especially on women's issues, and we have to show, even if we are pro-life, that we care about women. And we have yet to do that this year, she claimed, also accusing Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, of going too far by signing a 6-week ban on abortion. Related, Nancy Mace, "Unless we find middle ground on abortion, Republicans will lose huge in 2024.